In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially the graduates, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are children within our Heavenly Father's kingdom. You are sheep within his fold. You have something in common with the world, but also there is a major difference. Jesus said in our Holy Gospel for today, the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth because it neither sees him nor knows him. The world does not know the Father because it does not know the Son. And the world does not know what sacrificial love is all about because it has no faith in the atonement of Christ for the sins of the whole world. The world does not see Christ because it is blinded by unbelief. The world does not know truth because it does not know Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The world rejects the Word of God and resists the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says, the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. You have something in common with the world. You have the old Adam. After Adam fell into sin, he hid from God, he lied to God, and God became his enemy. And the same thing happens inside of us. There is a hostility against God. There's a war that wages against him. We blame him when things don't go our way, and we seek a theology of glory here on earth. Three times in our text, Jesus makes reference to that person who loves him and who keeps his word. We do not have the ability on our own to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, or our mind, or to cling to him alone. We are totally corrupt, spiritually speaking, and we cannot attain a spiritual righteousness on our own. Martin Luther is right when he said, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. And so we cry out in repentance, have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. And we also cry out in repentance, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And our Heavenly Father answered our cry for mercy by sending his only begotten Son. Jesus says in our text, the Father sent me. Jesus was sent to bring salvation to a dying world, a world that needs the gospel. Unlike Adam, Jesus never fell into sin. He never hid himself from the Father. He never lied, but he spoke the truth. He loved his Father and was obedient in the mission for which he was sent. Jesus willingly laid down his life as a payment for the sins of the whole world, and his death upon the cross was a perfect sacrifice for you and in your place. He bore the wrath of God, and he reconciled you with the Father. You have something else in common with the world. Jesus died for you, and he died for the whole world. He died for all. On Good Friday, Jesus was delivered up for your sins, but on Easter, he rose for your justification. On Good Friday, Jesus suffered God's wrath against sin, but on Easter, God frees you from his wrath and has declared you to be forgiven. On Good Friday, death had to take place because of sin, and so also the resurrection had to take place because sin was removed. In Christ, your sins are forgiven. God is gracious and merciful to you in Christ. Faith hears these words and says amen in response to God in thanksgiving. Jesus said in our text, "Because I live, you also will live." For the resurrection gives you comfort in the midst of death. It's a promise that you can hold on to your whole life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially graduates, you have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. You are clothed with his righteousness. You are a baptized child of God, redeemed with the blood of Christ. Martin Luther was right when he said, "The Holy Spirit called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith." The Holy Spirit gave you faith in Jesus, and he continues to sustain this faith by means of the gospel. You now confess that Jesus is Lord because the Holy Spirit has worked faith within you by the word. The Holy Spirit drowns your sin in repentance and gives you faith in the forgiveness of sins. You confess your sins, and then you receive absolution. The Holy Spirit kills your sin and raises you to life again in Jesus. In our text for today, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit a helper. He is your comfort. He is your advocate. He guides you into the truth which is found only in Christ. The Holy Spirit changes your will, your attitude, and desire so that you strive to love God, to keep his word, and to serve the neighbor. You have something in common with the world, but the difference that you have with the world is that you know the one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this knowing is more than just head knowledge. You know him as your creator and your redeemer. Furthermore, you know that the sacrificial love is all about because you believe in the atonement of Christ for you and for the sins of the whole world. You love God and one another because God first loved you. You forgive one another because God forgives you in Christ. You show mercy to one another because God has shown mercy to you. You see, God gives gifts first, and as poor sinners, we receive them and respond with thanksgiving and serve the neighbor. Furthermore, you keep God's word, not perfectly, but freely and willingly. You know the truth because you know Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Dear graduates, we are living in the middle of a growing sexual revolution, an anti-Christian movement. There is a growing hatred toward Christianity. We live in the church militant. Yet do not lose hope. Do not compromise God's word and follow the world. Jesus says in our text three times, "Keep my word." Keep means to hold on to treasure it. And so by God's grace, remain faithful to the gospel and to the right confession of that gospel, even in the midst of opposition. The good news is that Christ already won the victory. Christ is your light in the midst of darkness. He is your salvation in the midst of death. Therefore, there is nothing to fear. He is your strength in the midst of weakness. Therefore, there is nothing to be afraid of. Christ is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He gives you a peace that the world can never give, a peace knowing that sins are forgiven and that heaven is opened. Then the gates of hell will never prevail against our Lord's church. Jesus says in our text, "I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you." He cares about you, and his love for you is seen on the cross. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is your shepherd, and you are his dear lamb. He comes to you by means of water, word, bread, and wine. His gospel touched your head in baptism. His gospel enters your ear in preaching and into your mouth through the Lord's Supper. Yes, you are in the world, a world that desperately needs the gospel, but you are not of the world. You are children of our Heavenly Father, sheep within his fold. Thanks be to God for all that he has done for you in your education. And may he continue to guide and bless you with his everlasting gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.